Welcome to Shomach Shavan Daf, Shir Sponsor, Luinish Maser, and Baka Shalom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvis Daf Kozayin. The Mishnah with Beis brings someone who went to Medias Sayam and somebody else came and Pirnes as Ishtoi, supported his wife. So Charan says he lost his money. And Bnei Kohanim Gedolim disagree. Says the Gemara, Omar B'Yuchin B'Zaka, Yofi Omar Charan. Charan is correct. He niach mo'oisov al Keren Hatzvi. He put his money on the horn of a deer. So the first Rambam bother, what is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saying? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is agreeing with Chanan. What is he saying in the words? He niach me'oisov al keren hatzvi. He put money on the horn of the deer. What does these words tell me? So the Tosfos Yontov explains the peep shot that he niach me'oisov al keren hatzvi means that the deer runs very, very fast. So if you put your money on the horn of the deer, you'll never find the money. That's a simple understanding. You just can't get to it. The shaila is, so what is the Yochanan ben Zakkai adding to what Chanan said? Chanan said if someone pays and supports the wife, he lost the money. And Yochanan ben Zakkai brings an example from a tzvi. What is the Yochanan ben Zakkai adding to what Chanan already said? So in the Mishnayos, there's an aura that's printed in the Mishnah that brings the following explanation. The Yalkut Shimoni says that it says, Brach doidi v'demelech ha letzvi. The same way that Tzvi goes to the end of the world, comes back. Also, Am Yisrael, even though they went to the end of the world, they will come back. And the Medrash brings that there was a king that heard this idea that the Tzvi always goes back to its original place. So he took deer and he covered the horns with gold and he sent them to Africa. And after 12 years, they came back and they were recognized because of the gold on the horns. So that is the natural idea of the deer. The deer represents the fact that it goes back to its original place. So he says that Mefarish, that's what the Gemara is referring to over here. Yochanan ben Zakkai is explaining, what's the Svar of Chanan? Svar of Chanan is that when a person is supporting someone's wife, he's not intending for the wife to pay back. He's intending for the husband to come back home and pay him back. And therefore, until the husband doesn't come back, nobody is responsible to pay him. Because that was his mindset. The same way that Tzvi goes back to his place, that's why this person who supported the wife had in mind that the husband will come back to his place and he will pay him back. And that's the svaru of Chanan, why the wife does not have to pay back to the supporter. Another explanation we find over here in the Aflo. The Aflo says, Tinir Moisel Karen at Tzvi is Loshon Tzvi, Loshon Matzavon Vekiyumon Shel Yisrael, meaning the strength of Am Yisrael. The eternity of Am Yisrael. We're referring to Olam Haba. A person who comes and supports someone's wife and he's not going to get it back, all he has schar lo Olam Haba for supporting somebody who doesn't have someone else to support her. This is the biggest tzedakah possible. So says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you should know that according to Chanon, he's not getting back anything. So what he does have is Hiniach Moisov al Keren Hatzvi. He put his money for Olam Haba. He's going to get his reward in the next world, not in this world. That's how the Aflo explains this expression. And finally, if to mention over here, what's brought down in the name of the Arizal, in Shama, Mori Chazal, Ruchai Mital brings, he speaks there in the beginning of Maseches Ksuvos, different expressions of Chazal, what they mean. And he brings this expression, Hiniach Moisov al Keren Hatzvi, and he says, what Chazal come to tell me is, that a Tzvi, a deer, every 7 years, he removes his horns and he buries them in the ground. And once they are buried, there's nobody could come and find these horns. That's what Chazal is saying, Hiniach Moisov al Keren Hatzvi, to teach me this nature of the tzvi, of the deer, that the keren of the tzvi disappears every 7 years. And that's the mashal, a person who supports the wife, he won't get his money back, like the horn of the tzvi disappears. Chazal, by this, are teaching us this nature that the deer has that we did not know from another source. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.